Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Friday.
Yeah, I do. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy, once known as Friday, now known as Friday. Today is the day. Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, that is out. We've been listening to tracks. We're going to hear three or so this hour as well. But first, I want to remind you, we're Tay all day on the Odyssey app. Download the 100% free Odyssey app. Odyssey is spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's our own word. We made it up. Odyssey. Or you can also go to odyssey.com/Tay All Day and tune in. Just listen to the Odyssey app for the Tay All Day streaming experience. It includes custom content from Taylor herself. We'll actually be hearing some of it today from the special last night, which is amazing. And so it's Tay All Day, Day, Day. Taylor Swift's new record was released last night as promised. It is a double album. Everyone was surprised and blown away, including me and Bryn, who thought to ourselves, we can definitely divide up the 17 or so songs that are on this album and play little chunks of them. No, there's 31 songs. We're not going to get to everything. We're going to do the ones that Bryn likes the best, mostly from that first half that we already sort of knew about.
Right.
But, man, boy, that Taylor, she is just full of surprises. And it is. Yeah, it's a pretty exciting day. And also, thank you so much to we have a lot of Swifties listening, and they are texting us to correct our information or to make additional thoughts known and tell us what the latest conspiracy theory is. And I'm sure later they'll have dissected all the lyrics to every song and tell us what everything means. Thank you, Swifties. Thanks in advance. Thanks for what you've already done and for what you will do. Thank you in advance.
Sorry in advance as well for your inaccuracy.
Yes. Oh, right. Actually, that's a really good point. We are going to screw this up for sure. We do love Tay.
707 says, yes. Loving the Taylor love. On my way to Target to pick up my CD.
Oh boy.
Hard copy kid right there.
There you go. Well, you know, our friend Eddie, he's already pre-ordered everything and is probably just waiting at his house for it all to arrive. Mm-hmm. He's the guy who's like, I bought that record five times. I mean, I am her biggest supporter. Or one of them. That guy's a bona fide Swiftie. Mm-hmm. And to all you bona fide Swifties out there, you know what? I hope we can do a little bit of justice here and that you'll get to hear some stuff. Also, I should say, she's got a song. The lead single is called Fortnite. It's with Post Malone. We have already heard it in its entirety. And it's coming up again at 8 a.m. Do I have that right? It's every other hour today through the weekend. So you'll get to hear. Oh, and here's a little chunk of it right now. So today this song is also getting the video treatment, and that's getting released today at 5. So yet another thing to look forward to today for all the Swifties. And Vinny, just let me know if when we get corrections and additions, etc., through the
breaking news.
Oh,
not now, but yeah. I'll break news. Okay. No.
Have that
now,
ready, though, right?
When that happens, I will breaking news you. Yes.
That is great. That is actually breaking news in and of itself. Thank you so much. Okay, so let's get into it. Let's do a few, and then we're going to move on. We'll do other stories. We're not going to spend all day on. I'm kidding myself, but
kind of are.
But here we go. Here is a couple more tracks off of this record.
All right. Here it is. The first one is called But Daddy, I Love Him.
Oh, I like it. Boy knows the words we never heard. Just screeching tires of true love.
She is passionate.
Getting pretty lost in that. But Daddy, I love him. Who hasn't felt that way? But. Okay. So we're working our way down, right down the list here. Are we moving on to fresh out the slammer?
That's right, Sarah. Okay. That's incredible.
I got a track list here. I'm like, oh, I feel like we're following along.
This is called Fresh Out the Slammer, and here it is.
Fresh out the slammer, she means like fresh out of a relationship.
That's what it feels like, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yep. You know what's great about her? Like, Taylor just has a sound. Like, the way she phrases things, the notes that she picks, like, she's really distinctive with that. Like, you can pick a... I think it's like when I found out that Rihanna song, this is what you came for, that, like, when you find out that she actually wrote that, you're like, oh, yeah, it's kind of got that sound to it. That's just such a Taylor song right there. All right, now.
Man, does this speak to my earlier point, though. Remember I was saying, like, I wonder when it turned south and how long she was still there. Fresh out the slammer's like.
She was doing time.
Oh, God, yeah. Man, what? That dude's just. Hearing this for the first time, going, oh, that is painful.
You know, Vinny, the So Long London song, like that, which we heard last hour, and listen, now, you know, for all you Swifties, I'm sure you've already heard it five times. That one, I'm like, I can't wait to go back and listen to all the words on that. It's the feeling that you have when you know the thing is over. But you still, there's still something there, and this is a person that you know you did love at one point. Like this could have been good. Like, it's so, she stops trying to make him laugh. There's just all these lines in it that you just feel like, it's very real feeling.
When it's hopeless, that's,
yeah.
It's awful. But I do think, like, dang, man, fresh out the, and look, artists, hyperbole is part of being, you know, of artistic expression. So maybe it wasn't quite a feeling of being in the slammer, but yikes.
I know. It's good.
Yeah, I thought she was getting with a jailbird or something, like, you know.
So I know. I was like, oh, prison sex. All right, let's do this. Yeah, I know. Listen, Vinny. Travis is... He's got a...
Well, they're, I mean, more public than any of her other relationships.
She is treating it really differently. Look, I actually wish them well. I hope she, like, they seem like they're just an all-American couple. Isn't that adorable? Like, you know, yay for them. They marry, they have children, they ride off into the sunset together. That is really, she's that girl until she isn't. You know what
I mean? A Swiftie wrote in and said that this is the first guy that hasn't been intimidated by her fame.
Oh.
Whether or not that's true, I don't know. But it does seem like, why would you try to diminish someone's clear domination of the music business? Like, what could you possibly gain by trying to smallify her? You know what I mean?
You know, it's funny because there are comments throughout these stories I've been reading this morning about this guy was not into living in anybody. Even though he's not like...
You're talking about Alwyn?
Joe Alwyn, yeah. Her, the big ex from 6 years in London, blah, blah, blah. Like, there's so many references to him just trying to tamp that light down. Do not shine your light around. You know, like that she...
I'm the star here.
I'm gonna be, and I don't need you outshining me. Like, I'm with you, Vinny. Like, that's... You don't need a person like that. Someone else's light doesn't diminish yours. You shine. You got to be in charge of your own light. Anyway, okay. So let's. Now, are we moving on to the very next one, which is another feature?
You know it.
All right. So this one I've been really looking forward to. First of all, before I knew who the feature was, I saw the title.
He did mention that. We got to do that one.
We got to do that one. So the name of this song is Florida with 3 exclamation points. Florida. So, Mom, Tina, John, Dad. Uh-huh. Right. This song is called Florida! 3 exclamation points. And it features Florence and the Machine's Florence Welch. Actually, right. You know what? Florence is a co-writer on it. Florence and the Machine is the full feature. So, I don't know if this is like they did the music and... Because they don't say just Florence Welch is the feature. They say Florence and the Machine is the feature.
Well, Florence definitely has a track in there. Verse. And I do have Taylor talking about this
as fantastic.
Well. So here she is.
Florida is a song that I wrote with Florence and the Machine. And I think I was coming up with this idea of like, what happens when your life doesn't fit or your choices you've made catch up to you and there's just, you're surrounded by these harsh consequences and judgment and circumstances did not lead you to where you thought you would be. And you just want to escape from everything you've ever known. Is there a place you could go? I'm always watching, like, Dateline. People, you know, have these crimes that they commit. Where do they immediately skip town and go to? That they go to Florida. You know, they, like, try to reinvent themselves, have a new identity, blend in. And I think when you go through a heartbreak, there's a part of you that thinks, I want a new name. I want a new life. I don't want anyone to know where I've been or know me at all. And so that was kind of that was the jumping off point behind where would you go to reinvent yourself and blend in? Florida.
There's no place she can go.
Yeah, no.
All right,
here it is.
And the city reeks of driving myself crazy. Little did you know your home's really only a town you're just a guest in. So you work your life away just to pay for a timeshare down in Destin. Florida, one hell of a drug. Florida,
here's Florence.
The hurricane was my name when it came. I got drunk and I dared it to wash me away. Barricaded in the bathroom with a bottle of wine. Well, me and my ghost, we had a hell of a time. Yes, I'm haunted, but I'm feeling just fine. All my girls got their lace and their crimes. And your cheating husband disappeared. Well, no one asks any questions.
Oh, wow.
So I did my best to lay to rest all of the bodies that have ever been on my body and in my mind. They sink into the swamp. What a bad thing to say in a song. Little did you know your mom drip only
time you get a rest. I loved all the references. references to murder, too. Like, I really like
that. Of course you do.
I'm into this record. Back in Texas, Florida. Okay. That is great. So, yeah, that Florence verse is awesome.
I like
it. All awesome. It's fantastic. All right, so there you go. There's a little taste of the brand new Taylor Swift album. We're doing it all morning, so we'll give you a little more in the 8 o'clock hour. And other people did release new music today. It's crazy, but they did.
Listen actually, to this real
oh,
quick.
Oh, go ahead. Sure, yeah, yeah.
949 says, Tortured Poets Department is a masterpiece. The amount of tea spilled is wild. Was not expecting her to go after Kim Kardashian and Matt Healy so hard. And her songs about Travis are so cute.
Can't wait to get to them all. This is fantastic. I didn't hear anything. You know what? I read a ton about this record this morning. I didn't see any Kim Kardashian references. So I look forward to, you know,
the title
picking that out.
What about the song that's about Kim? That if you look at the spelling of the title, K, I, and M are all capitalized.
Oh, hold on. Let me see if I can find it.
So it's the way that it's written that allows you to know that she's pointing at Kim Kardashian.
Oh, thank you, Amy. The K at the end of thank and the I, M in Amy, A-I-M-E-E. Thank you, Amy.
There you go. That's yeah. about Kim Kardashian.
Are you able to just dig? I mean, we're talking about it. Can you possibly grab that? Thank you, Amy.
What number?
24. 24. Listen, like, just so you know, everybody, if you're just joining us, we're doing kind of a mini deep dive into Taylor Swift's new record today. It's called The Tortured Poets Department, and it came out last night, and surprise, surprise, it's a double album.
Thank
so,
you, Amy, I see.
You see it? Thank you, Amy.
Yeah.
What's the name of this? If You Seek Amy is a Britney Spears song that's supposed to spell something else out. If You Seek Amy.
Oh.
I'm not going to say it. You know what I'm saying?
I did.
I'm just. But if you do seek Amy, you might be interested in that. So I knew there was an Amy in that. Anyway, so this is track number 24. And this is Thank, with a capital K, U-A, capital I, capital M-E-E. Thank you, Amy. All right, here we go.
Oh, you want me to roll it?
Yeah, roll it.
Oh, I see. Okay, because I am looking at the lyrics and I see one big F-bomb there.
Oh, well, don't roll that.
Amy, too.
Yeah, don't.
Let me just go ahead and jump to a part. Let's see how this goes.
Oh, like the K and the F word is capitalized, and then Amy.
To threaten no, it's straight
to
up.
Push me down the stairs at our school, and it was always the same searing pain. But I dreamed that one day I could say, all that time you were throwing punches, I was building something.
There it is.
Night sky as the blood was gushing, but I can't forget the way you made me heal.
So that was screamed, F you, Amy.
I love this.
It wasn't a fair fight.
Pretty.
Or a clean kill each time that Amy stomped across my grave. And then she wrote headlines in the local paper.
Can I ask a question?
To me?
Yeah, you. Sure. When you look at the lyrics, are the K's because, like, there's all these words that have K's in them before the Amy thing. Like, is that, like, the constant reference to the Kim thing? This is fun. Listen, the Swifties are going to have a ball with this.
That is not clear to me in the lyrics.
Because she's got Kill and Amy right there, so that would be the K and the I am.
Mm-hmm.
Fun. Super fun. You know what? I'm so happy for this for Swifties because they're going to have such a ball picking this thing apart this weekend.
Dissecting it, yeah.
And the rest of their lives, maybe. I don't know how deep in they're going to go. Okay, so there's there's a little Taylor for now. I want to just quickly get to a couple things. Movies that are out in theaters this weekend. There's something called Abigail. It's a horror thriller where a group of criminals kidnap the daughter of a powerful underworld figure only to find out that they have mistakenly captured Dracula's daughter. And now they're trapped in a creepy mansion with her and everything goes haywire. It's called Abigail. We've got the trailer. I know, right? We're putting that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. There's also, and by the way, that's rated R. This is also rated R. It's called The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. It's an action comedy starring Henry Cavill as the guy recruited by Cary Elwes to lead Britain's first special forces mission to try to stop Hitler during World War II.
Does this also have the guy from... Oh, crap.
You know what? Yes, it does. I'm going to tell you who else is in it. Alan Ritchson from Reacher.
Exactly who I was thinking.
That's what I was thinking you were thinking. Henry Golding, who from Crazy Rich Asians. He's the main dude in Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I met that guy before.
Yeah.
Crazy Rich Asians premiere. Really good looking.
Actually, good he comes up looking. In some other thing that we were talking about today as well.
It was something with Crazy Rich Asians. Was it musical or?
Maybe I'm not sure. It was. I don't know. We'll figure it out. If it comes up, it comes up. And then there's also something, it's a PG-13 movie called Hard Miles, and it's Matthew Modine as the coach of a bicycling team at a medium security correctional school in Colorado. Mm. So, yeah, I don't know. Oh. On your TV, there's something, it's on Netflix. It's called Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scar Giver. And apparently it's the second half of Zack Snyder's space drama, which I'm like, where's the first half? Holy cow, it sounds like I've got another epic to watch. I don't know. It's about warriors taking a stand to fight against an interstellar empire. It's Jimon Hounsou's in this. Charlie Hunnam, that's the guy from the motorcycle show.
Yeah.
Episode
of Anarchy.
Yeah, thank you. And the voice of Anthony Hopkins plays a robotic knight. So this sounds right up my alley. I don't know how I missed the first part, but the second part, Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scar Giver. There's also something on OWN, that's Oprah Winfrey's OWN network, the series premiere of The Never Ever Mets, a reality series where seven couples who've been dating virtually, they've never ever met, meet face-to-face for the first time and share a house together for 3 weeks. So all seven couples are lumped into this house. They're all really meeting each other in person for the first time. Some of them, you know, obviously each couple has some kind of never-ever-met relationship.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it does sound kind of fun, right? And we talk about that all the time, these people who are having virtual relationships. Wouldn't it be funny, not funny at all, terrible for the person, if people tried to be on this show... And that's how they found out that their person was made up and that they were catfished.
Oh.
Oh.
It wouldn't be funny. Entertaining, though, for sure.
There's also tonight at 9 o'clock on CBS, there was a snafu last week, or earlier this week, where Billy Joel, the 100th live at Madison Square Garden, was being shown live. And in the middle of the final song, which was Piano Man, which... is a long song in CBS's defense. They cut the feed and just went on to the... They just didn't let it run over. They cut the feed in the middle of the song. It's the final song. And believe it or not, there were still people watching. So they were very mad that had happened. And it is now back by popular demand. Everyone freaked out. How could you? Thanks to the network screwing up and cutting out the final song. You can watch it tonight, the rebroadcast in its entirety.
Oh, boy.
Yay, Billy Joel
fans.
The
old Heidi incident. Do you remember that story about them cutting away from an NFL game?
Yes.
To put on a TV show called Heidi or
some movie. Heidi of the Alps,
and
right.
And then the team that was losing came back, and I think it involved the Raiders, in fact. But it's just one of those, well, we're on a schedule. This is what we work off of here on TV.
Right. I'm completely out of time, so I'm just going to call it now. But that Kelly Clarkson story, it's cute. I'll see if I can squeeze it in a little later in the day. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
A hero at Taco Bell.
Ooh.
Science and more.
97.3. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm actually fully stoppable today. I'm thinking it's more like Tay's day. Tay's a little on the unstoppable side today. Download the free Odyssey app. Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y, or head over to odyssey.com/Tay All Day. We are definitely embracing that today here on the station on the morning show. Tune in for Tay All Day streaming experience. It includes custom content from Taylor herself.
The Ratings Report.
Oh,
whoa.
Good. That was like very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank first opened their doors in 1964. Now they're doing it again with their new flagship branch in the heart of Fremont, where it all began. The proof of their commitment to the Bay Area can be found at 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Swing by and say hello.
Wow.
Tell them Sarah nice. Sent you.
What a nice invitation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome for that.
Partly cloudy today, but you'll see some sunshine, and the weekend is expected to be beautiful. So that's the good news, is yeah. Despite a few clouds, and right now overhead, I got a lot of clouds. But
yeah, it's pretty cloudy.
We'll see some sunshine today, but the weekend is supposed to be spectacular both days.
Both
days.
That's fantastic. My kind of weekend.
Here's what's happening. By the way, this just in.
Uh-huh.
There was a texter wrote in and said, there was an airline called People's Express, Sarah.
Oh.
As you were saying something about, oh, there's a People's Airline or something like that.
I was just trying to think of the ones that had gone away, and it did pop into my head, but I don't remember really much about it.
Because my dad worked for airlines, I grew up in airports, and I don't have any memory of that, but... Anyway, People's
Express.
Maybe
it was an East Coast thing.
Right.
Who the hell knows?
Yeah, might be. Well, PSA was definitely a West Coast thing.
Oh, I'd never heard of PSA before. And I think isn't it right in the name?
Pacific Southwest Air. Yeah,
there you go.
Exactly right. Anyway, here we go. This is your Taco Bell hero, everyone.
A Taco Bell hero?
The manager of a Taco Bell near Philly did CPR on an 11-week-old baby and saved the kid's life. The little boy's mom had just turned into the drive-thru last Saturday when she realized he'd turned blue and wasn't breathing.
Oh, my God.
You can imagine an 11-week-old baby.
Truthfully, they're usually facing backwards at that point. Like, I'm amazed that they discovered this.
Well, they have, to be honest with you, they have mirrors now that you put
that is
on
true.
The seat.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Mom can see from her mirror to that mirror,
one,
to the baby's
to this
face.
One. Right. Oh,
so you're
boy.
Right. They are in seats weirdly, but they've got ways
There's a way to look.
That.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So she sees the baby going blue. Then what? She just throws it in park, jumps out, and starts screaming, and they hear her on the call-in
Manager
box.
Becky Arbaugh immediately dropped everything, threw her headset down, and did chest compressions and brought him back. She says she was able to stay calm because her own daughter had a similar experience as a baby, and manager Becky Arbaugh at the Taco Bell saved this young life.
Incredible.
In the course of a regular old day at work. We expect that from our firefighters and our police, but not our Taco Bell window take your order managers.
You know, very quietly, there are heroes among us.
But manager
who
Becky
can hold
Arbaugh.
It together.
That's a rat. That's,
incredible.
Can you imagine? That
no.
lady would be like, I just lost my child. And instead, she's like, the lady at the Taco Bell saved my kid's life. That's bitching.
What a story. Like, honestly, an incident like that, and I think about the one where your daughter started to sort of have a seizure incident after a vaccination, right?
It was, what do they call those? Febrile seizures.
Mm.
And I thought she was choking. Her
right.
lips turned blue, and I thought she was choking, and I was like, I got this. And Christina flipped the... But she called 911, and they came, and weirdly, as we were freaking out, I was getting ready to do... I checked her airway, and I was getting ready to do chest... I was really going, I got this.
Well, you've probably just taken that course where you have, the infant CPR and all that stuff,
right? We realized it wasn't that... in that moment, it was just weird. We just knew she wasn't choking. I don't know how. But when they got there, by the time the fire help got there, she was starting to breathe again. And so I think these febrile seizures, as scary as they are, and they don't really talk them up nearly enough and
right.
didn't at all to us.
They didn't warn you that this is a possible side effect.
It's a thing. And right. so she was fine. And we just, and the fire was there to help us. And they, said, look, we can take her and have her checked out, but she's okay. And we just were all, okay, this is Tuesday night.
But it rocks your world in such a way that it's,
oh, yeah.
Okay, we're looking at Brynn is showing us video of this lady who has now grabbed her child out of the car. She's in the line. This is all on camera. She's clearly freaking out and screaming for help. The baby is just limp in her arms, and there's someone has now grabbed the baby out of her hand and is blocked a little bit by the car, but is clearly doing some kind of a rhythmic compression. And oh, there's the baby. The baby's okay. The baby's wiggling around and doing all the baby stuff. Oh, Jesus. Saved by the bell.
Hero working at Taco Bell. Taking orders.
Incredible.
Way to go.
Heroes walking among us.
Science!
I do love science.
Here are the big science stories this week. There's probably bigger ones, but these are the ones maybe that we can get our heads around, normal people. In robotics, Boston Dynamics unveiled a new humanoid robot that isn't creepy at all. It is actually creepy. And what's funny is I don't know if the idea for this robot is the engineers who make these things. They're like, we don't want the people to be scared. We want them to see
embrace
this.
Embrace it, right.
Except then they make it go full owl. The way it goes to stand up here is so it goes backward legs. Then it stands up and the legs just spin. On its little pelvic.
So it's been knocked over and that's how, oh my God.
And then the head spins and then the body spins and you're like,
okay.
You guys, if you're trying not to scare people, how about make it just sit up and walk? Anyway.
Yeah, it goes
super
full
creepy.
Acrobatics. It's gross. It's and by the way, the face is a circle. It's like a porthole to death.
It seems like a camera, I think.
Like a huge camera. I mean, I don't know what the diameter of that is, but
right.
basically it's a lens that has one of those, you know how people use those circle lights and they put their camera in the middle of it? It sort of lights their face up.
Influencers of today.
Yes, the influencers.
Oh.
It's basically, you know what this is? This is a TikTok machine. It can follow you all over. It's got great lighting and it's weird AF. Like
and
that
bonus,
is.
It can kick your ass.
It can kick your ass. And if you knock it down, it gets back up in the creepiest way possible.
We can have Bryn post this to our Facebook page.
I'll put
the
it
latest
up right now.
In robotics from Boston. Boston Dynamics is scary. It's
very.
A humanoid robot, and it's yuck. Okay.
But also kind of cool.
Well, I guess. I mean, right now, though, with there already being sort of within the economy, these layoffs you hear about, and you're like, yikes. And gang companies going, because we're making room for AI. And you've got AI, like this threat of AI, and now you've got a robot that just they don't even try to make you feel friendly towards it.
Right. Could they just like paint a smiley face on it? Is there some face that we could give this thing? Because right now the face is just this blank camera. It's so... It's not right.
I realize engineers are not known for their marketing skills, but damn, man.
Come on,
Boston Hire a Dynamics. Promotions department over there and get some help with that.
Oh, my God.
Put a bonnet on the thing. Make it seem semi-friendly.
A bonnet.
Well, no one's scared.
It's a little bit even creepier. Like the camera
is it?
With a bonnet. I don't know. A bonnet.
I don't know. Who's scared of something in a bonnet?
Right. Maybe we could put it in like a, you know, it could be wearing a, like a tent-sized dress just to kind of cover up the metallic part of it. And then we could just slip an OJ mask over the top. I mean, that would be.
Oh, God. Okay. Know. There was a, this year, we're going to need your son, Berkeley, to help us with this. Maybe he can explain it next week or he can explain it to you and then you can explain it to us. There was a big breakthrough in quantum computing this week.
Oh.
A team in Europe took the first steps in creating a quantum internet.
Oh.
The details of what that means are really complicated and confusing, but in the end they say it will mean faster. But do we need faster? Like, how much faster can it get?
So listen, here's the... In sci-fi, when people talk about quantum... look, I have no idea, okay? But there'll be like things that are quantum linked. Like I've got a little ring on my finger and you've got a little ring on your finger. And no matter where we are in the universe or beyond, whatever, if I click on my ring, you feel it on your ring. It's instantaneous. It's like time and space don't matter to a quantum connection. It's so fast. Forget light speed. It's space folding. It's time folding. So that's how they describe quantum connections in sci-fi. I don't know if that's what this means. Is this a faster than light connection? Because we've got
light speed, what it means.
Electricity.
Yeah.
Fun. That sounds great. I'll check with Riley and see if I just completely butchered the explanation of that.
It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like you got it. I like it. Thanks.
Thank you.
10:48 in China, by the way.
Thank you. Good to know. Tonight,
is that right?
Is it tonight or tomorrow morning?
Tonight. Yeah.
P.M. Okay.
P.M. That's right.
It's almost Saturday. You're saying they're in the middle of their Friday night Taylor celebrations
that's
now.
Right.
Fantastic. All right.
Yes.
Great. Yeah,
based on the way you said that, I'm like, well, New York. Okay. 10:48 a.m. No, p.m. night.
Sometime today. Later, though.
My daughter's friend Claire is going to bed or is already sound asleep. Got it.
Hopefully already asleep, yeah.
Yeah.
Claire.
It does appear this lady in my next story. What's funny about it is you can imagine, and we've had these conversations. I forget which story. Oh, it was P. Diddy's drug dealer that was busted with like a gummy. Remember you did that story and they're like,
right.
This drug dealer was fingered and then found and then on their person they had a gummy, which seems like personal use, but okay.
And frankly, legal in California.
Many states, exactly.
Right.
And when we talked about that, there were texters who wrote in and said, because of the legality in some states and illegality in others, there are people getting in trouble traveling with whatever their personal stash might be. And
right.
That person was recommending, do not try it. You could be in trouble. I'm sure other people are like, yeah, they're going to find me, the guy with a gummy.
Right.
I mean, as long as you're not.
A personal jet. Wasn't he taken right off, like, Diddy's getting off his jet with this guy? And
something like that. But that's it. I mean, if you're known as P. Diddy's drug dealer, you're probably getting searched. If you're, you know, a mom with three kids traveling to, you know, Nantucket, you're likely fine. I don't know. Maybe you're not. But check this lady.
Right.
A 21-year-old woman named Kiara Carter was arrested this past Sunday at Memphis International Airport.
Oh.
After she was caught carrying 56 pounds of pot in her checked luggage. 56 pounds.
How did they find it?
Well, that's so... They say here, was she caught because her suitcase was so heavy over the limit? No, they say that police say one of her bags busted open on the luggage cart.
Oh.
And the police asked her for permission to search it. Now, that's a trick, because I do remember when I was a kid and I'd get pulled over. I was 16 and I had an orange car, and they always just, when they saw me, they were like, let's see what this guy's doing. And they would go, you know, oh, you got anything in there that we want to know about? And I'd be like, no. And they'd go, well, get out anyway and let us have a look. So they're really, there's no like, maybe because I was a kid, maybe. But it seems like that ask is just, yeah. Anyway, she says, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Kiara, what are you doing? Well, like I said, I believe they would have looked anyway. But they say here that she was carrying 56 pounds of doobie weed.
That's a lot of doobie weed to be transporting.
It is so much. And I'm guessing that there's a 420 party tomorrow that's just canceled.
Right. Our 56 pounds of doobie weed didn't show up.
Right.
That's, that's too bad for her.
You know, one of the other things that I noticed in my most recent flight, which was a couple weeks back.
Yes, dear.
In San Jose Airport, they had a dog. They had an area of the line that was snaking into this open area. And two at a time, they were sending people through with their carry-ons. And there were fans blowing. Like, you know, blowing air.
Let's get this dog downwind of this.
I guess that's the case. Whatever that is, they were having this dog walk back and forth across everyone as you walked through. You had 56. Okay. It just seems like, maybe she's pulled it off before. I don't know. And just started getting really like bold.
Loosey goosey, right?
I got away with 20 and then 30 and then 40.
It's a big party. It's 420. I got to go 56 pounds.
Gosh. Anyway, she's busted. I'm out of time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 is marijuana is not federally legal, and airspace is federal jurisdiction.
So being arrested, coming off of a private jet, wherever you might be.
415 writes, 10:48 p.m. Good night, Claire.
Good night, Claire.
Claire is a little girl that my daughter befriended in preschool, and then Claire's parents moved back to China and took her away from my daughter, and we've never not heard about Claire every day since. Most days since.
Yeah. Well, there have been a lot of pandemic days since, and I think that actually made it hard for her to make any new friends to replace Claire.
Mm-hmm.
So Claire was like, I really liked playing with another person. That was fun.
Right. Let's see here. Vinny, this elder millennial was up way too late analyzing Taylor Swift lyrics, and now this morning you're telling me stories about a hero Taco Bell employee. I'm already in a fragile state. OFOC, Swifty Exennial.
Swifty Exennial.
Put it, the album put her in a fragile state.
Well, it is. I mean, she's so personal, Vinny. I mean, we're so emotionally connected.
And by the way, our guy Eddie did write in and say, Sarah has it. I've already ordered every version of this album.
Oh, man.
Every possible iteration of the new Taylor Swift album. It's
what's
a
coming up
double
in the trash,
album.
Sarah?
Well, Tay, all day. And believe it or not, other people released records today. What were they thinking?
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.